sing. We come into your courts with our hands lifted high. You are the reason we sing, for your goodness and grace. Our hearts are filled with your praise. You're the reason we testify.
Welcome to Upward Thoughts, presented by New Life Christian Center in Lancaster, Ohio. And now, here's Pastor Gary Keller.
We are delighted to have you with us today on this first Sunday of 2013. And what a great year it is going to be for the church. And if you're a part of the church, you're in what's called the ecclesia in the Greek, which means the called out ones, the redeemed ones, and you're in the only place that where there is true safety for your future. I'm so thankful today going into this new year that you and I know the benefits of being a part of the body of Christ and being a part of the kingdom of God. And you know and I know that the circumstances of our world are rapidly decaying and they're out of control, but we are in the church. I remember a sermon that was preached many, many, many years ago, I would even say decades ago, by my good friend Roland Baker. And he's here with us today in the studio, and I'm so delighted to announce that he'll be speaking for us this morning at 10 o'clock. But I remember a sermon, Pastor Baker, that you preached a long time ago in Buchanan, Michigan, for my father. It was from Psalms chapter 82 and verse 5, I believe. And it simply said that all the foundations of the earth are out of course. But nevertheless, Paul said in the New Testament, there is a foundation that standeth sure. Now, that message has stayed with me all of these years, and I'm thankful that in this new year, we as the church, we have a tremendous foundation that we can be built upon, and that is Christ Jesus. And let me say thank you for coming today. Thank you for being a part of New Life Christian Center through the years, and we're delighted that you're going to be speaking today, and may I be the first one here in Lancaster to say to you, Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you, Pastor. You're quite impressive. That's been probably 40 years ago that we had that service and that message was preached. I can hardly remember what I did yesterday.
Well, I remember it was you preached for my father there in Buchanan, and that was really the first time we met. And of course, over the last 40 years, we've told a lot of people on many occasions that we're really not friends, we're brothers. And I look to you as my older brother and appreciate the influence you've had in my life. Tell us a little bit about what's happening in your world. You're now involved with the missions program of an organization called the ALJC. And tell us a little bit about what's happening in Auburn Hills, Michigan, where you are the bishop of the work. What do you see God doing in this new year, overseas and on the home front?
Well, I really believe that 2013 is going to be the most productive year that the church has ever seen in our lifetime. In fact, I've declared some things, and one of the things I've declared is for a fruitful year. 2012 in some ways wasn't so kind to some of us, but I really believe this year is going to be a fruitful year for the church.
Amen. And when you talk about bringing forth fruit and much fruit, it's so important that people who don't know what we're talking about understand that the only way for that to happen is for us to be connected to the vine.
Absolutely.
Jesus Christ. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, in the Bible, there are actually three stages of fruit. There's fruit, there's more fruit, and there's much fruit. And the Bible talks about good soil and good seed and fruit produced, some 30, some 60, some 100. I just look for one of those wonderful, wonderful ingatherings of souls into the kingdom of God. I'm looking for the 100 this year.
Amen. And we receive that even here in Lancaster, Ohio, at New Life Christian Center. And there's an interesting scripture I'd like for you to help me with here, Philippians chapter 3. I think going into the new year, there are some things we have to forget. There are some things we have to remember. Peter said, I stir up my pure mind by way of remembrance. So there are some things we take with us, but there are also some things that we're to forget. Philippians chapter 3, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but there's one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So as we go into this new year, there are certainly things we have to take with us and remember, but there are some things that we need to leave behind us.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I have found that's just resonating in my spirit, if you got just a second, I'll tell you what it it's something that I think a question we need to ask ourselves in everything we do and everything we say, because we represent a kingdom, a dimension far beyond ourselves. And that is, does it edify?
Mm.
Does it edify? And the word edify is used over and over and over again and stressed by the Apostle Paul in many of the churches that he ministered in, because he understood for the church to go forward as we're going into this new year and to be fruitful, we've got to have the church built up. So he said, whatever we do, whether it be a doctrine, a song, a tongue, it doesn't make any difference. Make sure you answer the question, does it build up the church? And that's what I'm going to try to do this year.
Amen. And you know, when the Bible talks about the nine gifts of the Spirit, the way you judge the gift of the Spirit is, does it edify?
Absolutely.
It's for the edifying of the body. So that's not just the gifts of the Spirit. It is also the preaching of the Word of God. It's also the teaching of the Word of God in a Sunday school class setting. Whatever we're doing, it must edify. I hear what you're saying. The church needs edified in this day that we're living in. Why? Because we face all kinds of, obstructions and problems and difficulties and hindrances and complications and obstacles that have a tendency to rise up and stop our progress. But I want you to listen, Pastor Baker, listen to a scripture that I read this past week in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. And we love this scripture, and I've preached from this many times, and I know that you have too, but a lot of times I stop at verse 6 and don't go on to verse 7. Zechariah chapter 4, verse number 6 says, "Then answered he and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Then the question is asked by the prophet in the next verse, because now he understands that he has the Spirit of God on his side. The Lord saying, it's not by might, not by power, but it's by my Spirit. When he understood that the Spirit of God was there, as you said, to edify, when he understood that the Spirit of God was there to edify, he asked the question in verse 7, Who art thou, O great mountain? In other words, the obstacle, the problem, the trial, before Zerubbabel shall become a plain. He said, this mountain is going to become a plain, and the Lord shall bring forth a headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. And I think what you're saying, when we get into that place where the Spirit is edifying us, we understand the power of God is in control, and mountains become plains.
Right. Well, there's an unction, I believe, that comes to all of us believers when we have the endowment of the power or the Spirit of God, which is likened to the power of God, and it goes far beyond our ability, far beyond anything that we personally would be able to do. And that's what we've got to strive for this year. 2013, again, I believe, I declare, will be the most productive, fruitful year for the church, because we're hungry to see God and His power let us free, set us free, and do things we never dreamed we could do. Overseas, I have the responsibility of the churches in Europe. This past year, I was in St. Petersburg, Russia, and I was in Moscow, and it's an amazing thing to see the many people that have been freed from the bondage of communism, but not set free from the bondage of sin. So my mission this year, as your mission and all of we Christians, is to go forth with the power and the unction of the Spirit of God and free those that are bound.
And so whatever wall is in front of them, whatever mountain they're dealing with, Isaiah chapter 40, and again, I've been studying this week, it says this, Isaiah 40 and 4, every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill shall be made low, the crooked way shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. So what you're saying is, as we declare it, God is going to not only bless us,
He'll reveal it,
but He'll reveal it, and His kingdom will be blessed. And that's why Paul wrote to the Philippian church, and it simply said in chapter 1 and verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he with which begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I'm saying with you, Pastor, that this is the year for the blessing of God. God is going to perform it this year.
Yeah, and I think we need to grab hold of that. and we need to gravitate to that. If I could just quickly go back to the edifying, because I think that's a secret that Paul was trying to get through to us, of understanding the power of us being united together in one purpose, one frame of mind. And he said, you know, if you excel at anything, and he talked about all kinds of gifts, spiritual gifts, and we all are hungry for those things. Nothing wrong with that. But he said, if there's anything that you're excellent in, anything you excel at edifying the church, because he understands that the things that can divide us are things, but the who that unites us is only one, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we need to do whatever we can to be one.
So we have to lay aside the things.
Lay aside the things.
As one person said, let our differences be dissolved.
They're beautiful.
Let our differences be dissolved so we can come into the unity of the faith.
There you go.
And what you're saying is you can't bring differences into the unity of the faith, because that brings division. And of course, die in the Latin means two, and division means there's two visions. And when there's two visions, people don't know which way to go.
When there's two visions, there's confusion.
Confusion. And so we must have unity in the body. So this is a new day. I'm excited that Pastor Roland Baker from Auburn Hills, Michigan, will be ministering at New Life Christian Center this morning at 10 o'clock, and it's going to be a great day. And I promise you that the word he's going to bring forth today will be a word for New Life Christian Center going into the year 2013. It'll be a word of faith about new things that God has ordered for your life. I don't know what he's going to speak on, but I know it's going to be about the new year. There's new wine, there's a new birth, there's a new and living way, there's new grace, there's new hope, there's new joy, you can have a new heart, and you can have new peace and mercy from the Lord Jesus Christ. Pastor Baker, thank you for being on Upward Thoughts with us today.
Thank you. And if you could discover a secret that would set you free for the new year, wouldn't you want to know what it is? I'll tell you today.
Today you can hear about that new secret. May God bless you, and thank you for listening to Upward Thoughts.
Thank you for sharing Upward Thoughts today with Pastor Gary Keller and New Life Christian Center. You're cordially invited to attend their Celebration of Praise service today at 10 o'clock. New Life Christian Center is located on Business Route 33 in Lancaster, next to Myers. And remember, at New Life Christian Center, we love you 24 hours a day.